Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chris,
how are you,
Paul? I'm good. I am happy that one of the more fabricated... Let me really start over here and give you my background on just this business, this show, this art form, if you will. I hate people who make mountains out of molehills. I'm not a big fan of people that gin up and exaggerate things in this business and turn a tiny story into a giant story. I've never done that. Sometimes I get accused of it, but that's just not my MO.
Not done it. No.
What you see is what you get with me.
Oh, straight shooter.
Yes. And
if it's a molehill, it stays a molehill. If it's a mountain, it maintains mountain status.
And if there's something that's been pushed up to Mount Kilimanjaro status, but it's really just a tiny little anthill, I'm going to tell you, if the tables are turned and nobody's talking about something, but it deserves to be discussed intensely, deeply, passionately, I'm going to do that. And I have felt for months that this whole Hard Knocks thing was one of the stupidest, dumbest, like most played out conversations in Pittsburgh sports talk radio. Because if you have watched any of Hard Knocks the last year or two, you know how scrubbed down and edited and cleaned up. The whole thing now is a fake presentation. It's a make-believe presentation of what goes on behind the scenes. So when people would talk about how, oh, the Rooneys are going to hate this, Mike Tomlin's head is going to explode, the Steelers would rather die than be on Hard Knocks. Okay, maybe the cameras being around would get annoying, but nothing... Everything that went out over the air would be what they wanted. They have access to Final Cut. No sidebar conversation where Ben Roethlisberger's laughing at Mason Rudolph in a 7-on-7 drill, hypothetically speaking. I don't know if that's ever happened, but if it did, that wouldn't make it onto Hard Knocks.
So did they screw up the pick?
And everybody made it out like this was going to show like the Steelers' secrets and the nuclear codes were going to be revealed on the show. Nonsense.
What nuclear codes? The ones that stop working when they're in New England?
Kevin Colbert eating salted peanuts in a room with his scouts and coaches talking about guys that they were going to keep and players they were going to cut. That was never going to make it over the air. We were going to see Zach Banner probably make you laugh a few times. Juju walk around Latrobe with his dog. And maybe a Ryan Switzer talk about his family and his rags-to-riches story. And that's Hard Knocks in a nutshell.
Ben helping old ladies cross the street for some reason. Like, where's Ben? He's supposed to be out at practice, and there's a cut to him at a crosswalk helping ladies cross Route 30.
I never got like big that. Excited for it. And I don't understand why people thought the Steelers would get big-time mad about it. It's not the Hard Knocks from 5 or 10 years ago. It isn't.
I mean, I never watched the Hard Knocks from 5 or 10 years ago, and I don't watch it currently, but I read enough about it to know that it has become sanitized and scrubbed, and that's why I'm a little bit surprised that Steelers fans, I almost think it's performative. Say things like the like they love to be the team that the NFL will kowtow to. The Rooneys would never allow it. Goodell would bend the knee at the foot of Art Rooney II. Like, wouldn't at this point, if it's a propaganda vehicle for your team, if your team is on it, wouldn't you rather have your team be on it? So, like, for example, anybody that's a huge Ben Roethlisberger fan, if Hard Knocks was with the Steelers, embedded with the Steelers, I can guarantee you, I could bet my life savings that Ben would come out of it looking like what a great teammate he is, because that's how it would be edited and that's how the final cut would go. Anybody you did like would be probably put in a more positive light. Players that you don't like, you wouldn't see.
Craig, where was Hard Knocks last year?
It should basically have a Steelers watermark on it, or the team's watermark, whoever's on it.
Craig, where was Hard Knocks last year?
Raiders.
What happened at Raiders training camp in real life last year?
Antonio Brown was the whole story, right?
How much of that?
Mike Mayock a cracker.
How much of that made it onto the actual show?
Like, none of it.
They had the most explosive, dramatic reality TV show play out, the Oakland Raiders, in their training camp, and almost none of it made it onto a show that professes to be all access inside an NFL training camp. So why would anybody get excited for the content of the Steelers on Hard Knocks or be afraid that things were going to get out there that would expose the Steelers and make them vulnerable or look bad? Neither. It's obvious why it's the Chargers and Rams. It's two teams that are desperate for promotion.
I was going to say, they're trying to drum up interest for the LA Chargers. They know the NFL is acutely aware that nobody cares about that team specifically, and that while the Rams have a decent following, I think Dave Dameshek has told us, like, people are into it, but not into it there. If USC was a perennial national championship contender right now in Southern California, like the Reggie Bush, Lendale White, Matt Leinart, prime Pete Carroll teams, they would be the number one draw in town from a football perspective.
If the Dodgers played a World Series game on the same night, or let me actually rewind that. If the Dodgers played an NLDS game on the same night the Rams were in the Super Bowl, I think the Dodgers would get better ratings in Los Angeles. I think if the LA Lakers
like third place.
Played a second round game
town.
Against
no,
the Phoenix
Lakers
Suns,
town.
It would outdo
it's a Lakers
the Rams
town,
Super Bowl
it's a
rating.
Dodgers town, and then it's a probably a USC town.
Is it a cat town?
Oh, LA's always been a cat town.
Whatever happened to that guy? Whatever happened to
Cat
Town guy?
Did I ever tell you the story of it? It kind of like took a little bit away from the moment. The guy was a normal guy. It wasn't like a true Yinzer call. He was being somewhat deliberate. He stopped by the studio one day, and Joe and I were bitterly disappointed to find out that he was just like a regular dude. Cool, nice guy. But we wanted it to be like somebody that actually said stuff like, Pittsburgh's always been a cat town.
But he just did it for giggles. He did it for laughs.
Yeah,
he
did it for laughs.
Yeah.
He was chasing clout.
Do you think Cook picked up on the joke or no?
I think maybe in the moment Cook didn't, but I think Ron is actually pretty sly about these things. And
so do I.
Shortly thereafter, probably knew he was being put on, but on some level, probably knew it would make fun radio.
Yeah.
Great for talk radio, my man.
Knew that was coming.
What are some of, Craig, we know that Ron doesn't watch Hard Knocks because he doesn't subscribe to HBO, but what are some of his other favorite shows? Do we know? Do we have access to any of Ron's favorite TV shows from over the years?
He definitely likes Seinfeld.
Do we have any audio from Ron that might help us?
We watched a lot of Rugrats.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
Jeez, where did those come from?
What was that again? I just want to make sure I heard those loud and clear.
And we watched a lot of Rugrats.
Anything else, Ron?
Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
Who would make a better wide receiver for the Steelers? Antonio Brown, Ron, or Barney the Purple Dinosaur?
Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
Not to be confused with Barney the yellow Triceratops.
Let me tell you what. My younger sister grew up in prime
time. Barney years?
Early mid-90s, man, Barney was dominant. It was like the 49ers of the 80s, the 70s Steelers. I mean, Barney was there, and Barney was immovable at the top of the standings. And my sister, I kid you not, would sit in front of the TV with a Barney VHS, like an hour-long special. And for that hour, she at like 2 years old would not move, just a statue.
I don't remember my brother, who's about the same age as your sister, being into that. He was into, like, Disney videos that were, like, sing-alongs.
Oh, God.
And I'm trying to think what else. We were a big Reading Rainbow house. Did you guys have Reading Rainbow?
I feel like Reading Rainbow was closer to my childhood. I was a big Sesame Street Reading Rainbow guy.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big doubleheader on PBS back in the day, wasn't it? Your Sesame Street right into Reading Rainbow.
Was that
Mr. Rogers? They had a vaunted
Rainbow?
PBS had a vaunted lineup back in the day.
Oh, I mean, 27 Yankees of public broadcasting. Yo, you throw Ruth and Gehrig out there. I mean, the rest of it feels academic. Right. I think Mr. Rogers was the PTP-er of that bunch.
You
if
know
you're
what
doing
he's famous
a hierarchy,
for? He has one testicle.
Did we find, like, a Ron treasure trove
today? We have a Ron soundboard,
do,
yeah.
Do we have a Ron vault?
Well, we have the ultimate Ron clip, but time won't allow for it right now.
For the American Red Cross blood drive. Well,
no, we. I guess we did have time.
We did have time for it.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. So, the Steelers dodge a bullet. They won't be on Hard Knocks. Wow. They're so now they'll go into Baltimore and win because John Harbaugh won't be able to watch Mike Tomlin talk to Ryan Switzer and whoever replaces Johnny Holton on Hard Knocks this summer. So that's a big win for us here, I guess.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.